In the previous activities, you explored media queries and breakpoints to adapt your layouts to different screen sizes. You now know how to change a background color or a font size when the screen reaches a certain width. However, there is a deeper layer to responsive design that makes your interfaces truly fluid and adaptable. Relative units. Unlike fixed units such as pixels, which always represent the same physical size regardless of context, relative units calculate their value based on something else, a parent element, the root of the document, or the size of the viewport. Understanding and choosing the right relative unit is one of the most important skills for building interfaces that feel natural on any screen, from a small smartphone to a large desktop monitor. Before diving into each unit, it is important to understand why fixed units alone are not enough. Imagine you set a paragraph font size to 16 pixels and a container width to 800 pixels. On a 1,200 pixel widescreen, this looks fine. But on a 320 pixel wide smartphone screen, the container overflows, the text is cramped, and the user experience breaks down. You could write a media query for every possible screen size, but that approach quickly becomes unmanageable. Relative units solve this problem by letting the browser calculate sizes dynamically based on the current context. The percentage unit. The percentage unit, written with the percent symbol, is the most intuitive relative unit. A percentage value is always calculated relative to the size of the parent element. If a parent container has a width of 600 pixels and you give a child element a width of 50%, that child will be 300 pixels wide. If the parent shrinks to 400 pixels, the child automatically becomes 200 pixels wide. This behavior is the foundation of fluid layouts. Percentages are most commonly used for widths, margins, and paddings. They are particularly powerful when combined with the box model. For example, setting a container to width, 90% means it will always take up 90% of its parent's width, leaving a 5% margin on each side automatically if you also add appropriate margin settings. This creates breathing room on any screen without hard-coding pixel values. However, percentages have a nuance with heights. A percentage height only works if the parent element has an explicitly defined height. If the parent's height is determined by its content, which is the default behavior, setting a child to height, 50% will have no visible effect. This is a common source of confusion for beginners. For font sizes, percentages also work. A font size of 150% on a paragraph means 150% of the parent element's font size. If the parent has a font size of 16 pixels, the paragraph will render at 24 pixels. This leads us naturally to the M unit. The EM unit. The M unit is a typographic unit that is relative to the font size of the current element's parent. The name comes from traditional typography, where an M represented the width of the capital letter M. In CSS, 1M equals the font size of the parent element. For example, if a div has a font size of 20 pixels and you set a paragraph inside it to font size 1.5M, the paragraph will render at 30 pixels, 20 multiplied by 1.5. If you set a heading inside that same div to font size 2M, it will render at 40 pixels. The M unit is very useful for creating components that scale proportionally. If you set the padding of a button in M units, the padding will automatically grow or shrink when the font size of the button changes. This means the visual proportions of the component remain consistent regardless of the base font size. However, M units have a well-known problem. They compound or cascade. If you have a list inside a div, and the div has font size 1.2M, and the list also has font size 1.2M, the list items will actually render at 1.44 times the root font size, 1.2 multiplied by 1.2. If you nest further, the compounding effect becomes unpredictable and difficult to manage. This is exactly why the REM unit was introduced. The REM unit. The REM unit stands for rootum. Unlike the M unit, which is relative to the parent element's font size, the REM unit is always relative to the font size of the root element of the document, which is the HTML element. By default, most browsers set the HTML element's font size to 16 pixels. This means that 1rem equals 16 pixels everywhere in the document, regardless of nesting. If you set font size 2rem on any element, it will always be 32 pixels, 16 multiplied by 2, whether that element is at the top level of the page or deeply nested inside multiple containers. This predictability is what makes rem the preferred unit for font sizes in modern responsive design. A common and recommended technique is to set the root font size in a way that makes calculations easy. Some developers set the HTML font size to 62.5%, which translates to 10 pixels, 62.5% of the browser default of 16 pixels. This means 1rem equals 10 pixels, so 1.6rem equals 16 pixels, 2.4rem equals 24 pixels, and so on. This trick simplifies mental arithmetic when writing styles. For example, HTML, font size, 62.5%, body, font size, 1.6 rem, 16 pixels. H1, font size, 3.2 rem, 32 pixels. P, font size, 1.4 rem, 14 pixels slash. This approach gives you the flexibility of relative units with the predictability of pixel-like thinking. When you combine this with a media query that changes the root font size at certain breakpoints, the entire typographic scale of your site adjusts proportionally with a single rule change. For example, at media, max width, 768 px. HTML, font size, 55%. With this single media query, every element using rem units across your entire page will scale down proportionally on screens narrower than 768 pixels, without writing individual rules for each element. The VW unit, viewport width. The VW unit stands for viewport width. 1 VW equals 1% of the total width of the viewport, the visible area of the browser window. So 100 VW means 100% of the viewport width, and 50 VW means half of it. Unlike percentages, which are relative to the parent element, VW is always relative to the browser window itself, regardless of where the element sits in the document structure. This makes VW extremely useful for creating full-width sections or elements that should always span the entire screen. A very popular use case for VW is fluid typography. Instead of defining font sizes only at specific breakpoints, you can use VW to make text scale continuously with the viewport. Font size, 4 VW. This means the font size will always be 4% of the viewport width. On a 400-pixel wide phone, the font will be 16 pixels. On a 1,200-pixel wide desktop, the font will be 48 pixels. The scaling is smooth and continuous, with no sudden jumps at breakpoints. However, pure VW font sizes can become too small on very narrow screens or too large on very wide screens. A modern solution is to use the CSS clamp function to set a minimum and maximum value. Font size, clamp 1 rem, 4 VW, 3 rem. This tells the browser, use 4 VW as the preferred font size, but never go below 1 rem and never go above 3 rem. This gives you fluid scaling within a safe and readable range. The VH unit, viewport height. The VH unit stands for viewport height. 1 VH equals 1% of the total height of the viewport, so 100 VH means the full height of the visible browser window. The most classic use of 100 VH is creating full-screen hero sections at the top of a page. A section with height, 100 VH will always fill exactly the visible screen height, regardless of the device. On a phone held vertically, it fills the vertical screen. On a wide monitor, it fills the tall window. Other common use cases include creating a full-height sidebar that always covers the entire screen height, setting a minimum height for a layout section so that even with very little content, the section does not collapse, centering content vertically within the viewport using Flexbox combined with VH. There is an important caveat with VH on mobile browsers. On smartphones, the browser's address bar occupies some vertical space, and it appears or disappears as the user scrolls. This causes the viewport height to change dynamically, which can make elements sized with VH jump or shift unexpectedly. This is a known issue, and CSS is evolving to address it with newer units like SVH, small viewport height, and DVH, dynamic viewport height, though browser support for these newer units is still maturing at the time of writing. Combining units in practice. In real projects, you rarely use just one unit. A typical responsive style sheet will combine several units strategically. Use rem for font sizes, so the typographic scale is consistent and easy to manage globally. Use percentages for widths of layout containers, so they resize fluidly within their parent. Use em for component-level spacing such as padding and margin on buttons or cards, so these components scale with their own font size. Use VW or the clamp function for large display headings that should scale fluidly with the screen. Use VH for full-screen layout sections or minimum height constraints tied to the screen size. Here is a practical example that ties everything together. Imagine a card component. Dot card. Width, 80%. Padding, 1.5 m. Font size, 1 rem. Dot card H2. Font size, 1.5 rem. Dot card P. Font size, 1 rem. Line height, 1.6 m. In this example, the card's width is 80% of its parent container, so it adapts to any layout. The padding is in m, so it scales with the card's own font size. The heading and paragraph use rem, so they stay consistent with the global type scale. The line height uses em, so the spacing between lines is proportional to the font size of each specific element. Summary of each unit. Here is a concise reference to remember the key behaviors. Percentage, percent, relative to the parent element's corresponding dimension. Ideal for widths and fluid layouts. M, relative to the font size of the parent element. Useful for component-level scaling, but be careful of compounding when nested. Rem, rootem, relative to the font size of the root HTML element. The safest and most predictable unit for font sizes and global spacing. VW, viewport width, relative to the width of the browser window. Ideal for full-width elements and fluid typography. VH, viewport height, relative to the height of the browser window. Ideal for full-screen sections and height constraints. Mastering these units transforms the way you write CSS. Instead of fighting the browser with fixed values and dozens of media queries, you work with the browser by expressing sizes as relationships. Your layouts become genuinely fluid, your typography scales naturally, and your components adapt to their context without constant manual overrides. This is the true spirit of responsive design, and relative units are its primary tool.